I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
In both cities in this area, and you know, to tell everybody that he had the worst defensive game of his career is not an understatement by any means. That and probably, you know, the missed opportunities, and especially when you have Wade Davis on the ropes and he was gassed, walks the first two in that eighth inning, and the Nats are trying to crawl their way back into it after a lot of bad things had already happened. But then to have Jose Lobatone be far enough off the base that even though he did get back to put himself in that position, his foot slides off the bag and he's called out after the replay. That to me was the real big blow last night, because I think the Nats probably win that game if that doesn't happen.
Turner thrown out at the plate, wild pitch scored a run, pass ball scored a run, led to two that was actually a blown call. John Jay brought a run home being hit by a pitch. Jason Wirth misses a fly ball and left. I mean, so much happened last night that was just ridiculous and we couldn't have seen coming. How do you make sense of it for the Nats fans who have sat through all three of those Game 5 losses at home and all four of the division series exits?
Well, like I always tell you guys, and I tell a lot of people, you got to be good, but you also have to be lucky. You make a lot of your own breaks, and the Nationals didn't do anything last night to make some of their breaks. And I go back to the first inning where, you know, the Cubs had that run. You have John Jay at third base, and Daniel Murphy's playing back out in shallow right field for Rizzo. And, I mean, it's like they were conceding the run there. And in a game and in a series where runs have been in such a premium, why are you doing that? Then you turn around in the second inning or the bottom of the first inning, and then you know, Turner gets thrown out at the plate because the Cubs were playing the infield in. It's a wacky game, and there's not much sense to make out of a lot of what happened last night.
I see. Obviously, you don't want people to make decisions out of emotion based on last night, but in your estimation of covering this for a while, do you think Dusty Baker is back as manager of the Washington Nationals next year?
I can't imagine why he wouldn't be. You know, money would be the only reason I think that he isn't back next year. You can't blame last night. You know, what happened on Dusty. I just don't believe that, and I may be totally wrong, but I think he comes back. I mean, the chemistry is good. Players like him. It's like Bryce Harper said after the game last night, you trust Mike Rizzo to go out and get some other pieces, you know, because obviously, the roster's going to change over a little bit, but next year is a very important year because of Harper's contract being up and a few other guys. This may be the last window for a while, if you will.
Heisty, thank you, buddy. We appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk a little college football. John Lazor is the voice of Virginia Tech football. Last time we saw them, they were pounding Boston College. Defensive struggle, but they got the win 23-10. They're 5-1. ACC Coastal looks like it could be productive for them still. John, North Carolina, the matchup, but it's not for eight more days. So kind of take the temperature of Virginia Tech for us.
Yeah, I think the bye is coming at a perfect time for Virginia Tech, right at the midway point of the season. And they got that win over Boston College, but they did it primarily without their top playmaker in Cam Phillips, who sprained his foot in the first quarter, and without their top tailback in Stephen Peoples, who's missed the last couple of games. They've got myriad injuries beyond that. Nothing like North Carolina has suffered. But I think the biggest step forward that they'll make in those 8 days is hopefully getting a few of those guys back and ready to go for the stretch run.
Toughest test looks to me in a couple weeks, not to overlook the two North Carolina teams, UNC and Duke, but that Miami game looms large now, John, in early November. Any danger of guys looking past the hero on this bye week and maybe dropping one that they shouldn't?
I don't think it would be because they were looking ahead, but as Coach Fuente told us following Boston College, he said, look, guys, every game's going to be a 3.5-hour stomach ache due to some of the injuries we have and the depth concerns that we have, and we're just not going to go out and route people, and that includes UNC and Duke, although you're absolutely right. that final month, which includes that game against Miami, is going to determine the Coastal. And yeah. for the Hokies, a favorable schedule through October, but then 3 of 4 on the road, including Miami and Georgia Tech, back-to-back weeks away. So their success or lack thereof, those 2 weeks will ultimately determine, I think, if they're back in the ACC championship game or not.
I know you call Virginia Tech games and you kind of stick to VT so much of the time, but you obviously know plenty about college football. You see the landscape. What's your take big picture? It looks like kind of Alabama, everybody else, top of the board as it pertains to the playoff and how things will shake out.
Yeah, I wouldn't say Alabama and everybody else. I'd say Alabama, Clemson, and everybody else, but you're absolutely right. There is a drop-off right there, and you're starting to see it with some of those teams we thought maybe in the top five, Oklahoma falling, Penn State getting a scare from Iowa, and on it goes. TCU is an interesting team to keep an eye on, particularly for the Big 12's fortunes as terms of getting into the playoff this year after missing it for a couple. But until someone knocks off Alabama and Clemson, we have no reason to believe that that wouldn't be the three-peat matchup in the national championship game. I know there's a ton of football to be played up until that point, but having seen Clemson in person and how daunting that defense is, I can see them competing with anybody in the country, including the Crimson Tide.
Yeah, they're pretty darn good at football. John, appreciate it. Enjoy the weekend off, man. Relax and maybe enjoy some of these games. Talk soon.
All right, guys. Get back to the Nats.
Thank you so much. There's John Lazor. I mean, he knows a thing or two about baseball. He was a voice in the minor leagues of the AA Richmond Flying Squirrels in San Francisco system for a couple of years when I first met him. So there's John Lazor. That's your Beltway Blitz. Next, we will get back to your phone calls on the Nationals. 12:45, we'll get into the Redskins and the 49ers. Kirk Cousins, Kyle Shanahan. In the same stadium. Could we see Kirk there next year? But 800-636-1067, how do you try to turn the page right now? How long do you wait? Do you just kind of sit there in misery? Do you just get ready to watch the Redskins and the Capitals? Does anybody feel like they got to check out for a little while? And why do you think they lost? How'd they get to 0-13 in these decisive games to get to a championship round? You're listening to The Fan.
Sunday, the Skins face Kyle Shanahan and the 49ers at FedEx Field.
Touchdown!
Keep it locked on The Fan for the best pregame coverage on Washington Game Day Uncensored. Presented by Dulles Motor Cars.
We're going to pound the rock here and then get a timeout.
It all starts at 8 with Countdown to Kickoff featuring Andy Pollin and Earl Forsey. Then it's the Sports Junkies pregame show at 11, live from the Tyson's Beer Garden.
We're QB sneaking in here, okay? We're going to go on one.
Touchdown!
Washington Game Day Uncensored. Skins, 49ers, Sunday. We are football. Sports Radio 106.7, The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.